Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America.
Morning. You need to spray your house.
Well, I'm spraying her. It costs a lot of money to get Orchid to come out.
You, Ebony, is using one in a roast can on one of y'all pocketbook.
Do the roast bomb and just leave the house for a couple hours.
No, because, honey, that hurts to smell when you get back in and gets in your clothes, though, honey. What I do is, honey, I just sweep them and they'll go away, child. But anyway, here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. Baby, they're engaged and they said they weren't going to do like the rest of these other power couples, like maybe LeBron and Savannah or maybe Diddy and Kim. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, y'all, are officially engaged and he bought her a beautiful, huge VVS diamond, honey. I said VVS. That means very, very slight. That diamond is almost perfect, honey. And it's a huge, nice tablet cut, emerald cut diamond, y'all. And they're saying that a lot of people say it may be 20 carats, but they're not talking about the carat weight. But it's a beautiful diamond. He said he wanted every aspect of that diamond to be perfect, like his beautiful woman, Miss Angelina Jolie. So congratulations to Angelina Jolie and
Angelina.
Yeah, I knew the hell I meant Angelina. Angelina.
But you know what, Gary?
What?
She deserved 20 carats. Now, think about this. From a black person's perspective, it's funny how we can look at a white couple and it's with all them kids. They just not getting married. Think about if they was black.
Wait a minute. I thought they was married.
No, they not married.
Brad Pitt and Angela?
No, they not married. You they just shacking, honey. No, he just shacking.
They've been together
with her,
for seven
years.
I thought they was married.
And then she
saw married. Her man, baby. She said, honey, I'm finna get him, baby. And she got that man, baby. Smashed him at nighttime, honey.
What you laughing at, Rob?
Because Ricky jacked the name up, too.
What's her name, Ricky?
Angeline.
Now, that's her doggone name. We know her name. Her name is Angeline. Hell with
that's
them.
What my grandma would have said.
That's right, honey. That's why we call her Angeline, child. But anyway, honey, let's talk about basketball. I mean, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Ebony, did you watch?
Gary, I'm so... I told him this morning. I knew the season finale.
You didn't watch it.
Go on and tell it.
Oh, hell, Ebony.
Go on and tell
you
it.
Supposed to watch it. Baby, it was the bomb last night. Honey, Miss Nene acted a plum fool last night, but baby, Miss Candy was eating her lunch bag, honey. That's one thing. You will not overtalk Candy, honey. Nene was talking about, Candy with all her sex toy stuff and saying how, you know, that's just nasty and I just don't like that and I just didn't want to be a part of it. But Candy said, well, hell, you was the one that was splitting your in front of men faces, honey. You was
all
a stripper, you remember? She said, honey, you remember when you was a stripper, honey? She said, well, that's when I was in my 20s and stuff like that. She said, but still, hell, you did it and make it like now that you're a big saint, honey. And then, baby, honey, Sheree was going there, baby. She was trying to eat Sheree's lunch, honey, because they were talking about Chateau Sheree, because, honey, that girl ain't getting built no time soon. They said, girl, what you saw when you passed by Chateau Sheree? Some grass and some dirt. That's what Phaedra was saying, though. But, baby, Miss Sheree ate Miss Nene lunch right back. And she said, well, girl, since you so rich, because Nene made it very clear that she's still rich, honey. She said, since you so rich, girl, while your son was stealing out of Walmart. Oh, you don't go after my son. My kids don't get in this. She said, yeah, your kids get in this. She said, you're doing it to me, so I'm doing it to you. But Nene was talking about, she's changed and this and that and the fifth, honey. But girl, if you changed, honey, you wouldn't have been talking about Sheree, honey. House was, wasn't even built yet. So since you hit Sheree below the belt, Miss Sheree hit you right back below the belt and was talking about your child. And baby, Miss Kim jumped in, honey. And Miss Kim was talking about her house because Nene was saying that Kim house was rented or whatever. She said, girl, yeah, we rented our house. She said, but girl, we just signed the deed and closed on the other house. But it was a
ain't that wrong with renting the house?
I know, but Miss Nene says she's rich, honey. So, honey, I'm like, oh, my God. They were just going. And Miss Andy, honey, baby, Miss Andy's a messy woman, honey. She was sitting there, baby, just eating it. Oh, you know Miss
Andy's a man.
Yeah, but she was, baby. She said, so, Nene, he's a girl. You rich? She said, girl, you going to Glee? She said, girl, her be last. But, child, it was just a hot mess. But it was great, honey. It's going to be 3 series. So, the next part come on Thursday night, y'all. So, watch Thursday night. They're going to have part 2.
Don't let me forget, Gary.
I'm not going to believe you did that. Where were you, Ebony?
I was moving around a little bit.
Spraying.
Where she was, Ricky?
Spraying.
We're going to learn today, y'all. It's a great color. It's my favorite spring color. The color today, y'all, is graham cracker crust. Ooh, that's what bring roaches. On the high end, you say graham cracker crust. And on the low end, just say beautiful brownish beige.
Everybody who eat in the bedrooms and be snacking and eating food in the bedrooms, that's who probably got the roach problem.
Yeah.
That's why I don't let people eat all over my house. You only eat in the kitchen.
I was scared to live with you.
Only eat in the kitchen. You don't take a plate to the bedroom. That's how you get roaches. And then they become
we need the roaches.
You know what was the number one excuse?
What?
They're like, damn, y'all got roaches. Like, yeah, they coming from people next door nasty. But if you live in the front, how roaches going to go through a brick?
Oh.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord.